Gather round, gather round. There's not a lot of time left, so we're gonna ask that you be quick to listen. We're just gonna get right into it, so
welcome to Isaiah 55, the invitation to the thirsty. How much I gotta pay to get inside? Don't worry, it's dirt cheap. You only need faith, and that's given to you as a gift. So no admission is due.
Word.
All are welcome, big, small, short or tall. Come and bathe under the waterfall of life. I know life seems sort of dull. You're short of all the things you desire, and your heart commands and orders y'all to work hard for all the things you need, but that never seems to be enough. So you fiend to feed that lean belief, that stuff will fill in for what isn't there. But listen, and come have what's good on your soul with the light in the richest affair.
There is an affair
between man and sin in a glare. At this situation, I can tell you man's vision's impaired. I present to you God's faithful, a promise to David. All you gotta do is pay homage, he's sacred. He died for you naked. He was mocked and forsaken. They threw rocks at his face, kid, but never mind that.
That's another conversation.
I want you to see his glorious ways, cause they're not like ours. Go ahead and fill his throne up with praise, man. He's got the power to take a thug from the streets, fill him up with his peace, and show him love that'll cut in real deep.
Oh yeah, how deep?
Deep enough to make him go out and reach a thug.
Say what?
Yeah, you see what Jesus does, and it's not that he controls us.
Nah,
we're not puppets, it's that he fills our souls up.
Yup,
just like buckets. Besides, we got free will, we can choose not to submit,
choose not to obey,
be foolish and go our own ways. But why would we wanna go to hell and suffer in the furnace, feeding for water while we burn? It doesn't make a bit of sense. I'd rather worship forever the God who made me and gave me a chance. When he forgave me and saved me, I've danced with the joy of a million men in my heart. When the Holy Spirit imports in me and makes the evil depart, I'm glad at the fact that I'm part of a movement on a mission to move men from the dark to live in light. When we enlighten them with God's word, that invites them to live life the way God purposed.